I want to share with you my favorite Chassidish story. My favorite Chassidish Maisa. The Chozum of Lublin every night used to say Tikkun Chatzos on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And during the Tikkun Chatzos, he used to shed a lot of tears. He would cry b'chias. On the Golas HaShechina, he would cry on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And one night, the Chozum of Lublin sat down to say Tikkun Chatzos, and he couldn't get one tear to come out. He said, "What's wrong? What's going on? Every night I'm able to shed tears, and now I can't. No tears are coming out." So he called his gabbai over, and the Chozum of Lublin, with his grace of Ruach HaKodesh, he said, "There must be something going on in the city now. Why I can't cry by Tikkun Chatzos?" And he said, "It must be something not proper is going on in the city. Why Hashem's not letting me cry, not accepting my tears of Tikkun Chatzos." So he sent the gabbai to go out and search. And the gabbai went and searched out Chatzos at night, in those times especially. There's no lighting, people went to sleep early. He looks around, the town is quiet. He doesn't see any lights on, nothing. He comes back to the Chozer to report, he doesn't see anything. So the Chozer goes back and tries to say Tikkun Chatzos again, starts saying it, and nothing, no tears are coming out. He sends the gabbai out a second time. This time, the gabbai, he says, "Please don't come back until you try to find something." The gabbai spends a little time going out, and then he comes back with the report. And he says, "I found something. Listen to what I found. I was walking around, and the chayzer told me that I shouldn't, the rabbi told me I shouldn't come back until I find something. I don't see anything. And then I started hearing some echoes of laughter, laughing. And I followed the laughter. Where is it coming from?" He says, "In the poorest section of the city in Lublin, I hear, as I come closer, I hear more laughing, more laughing. And all of a sudden I come, and I see that there's a wedding taking place outdoors of a very poor chassid and kala, a yosum and a yosayma, with no parents. And standing in the middle, making batchanis, is Reb Naftali Rabshitz. The Rabshitz are off." And this is known that Reb Naftali Rabshitz, who was a Talmud Muvik of the Chayzer, was an unbelievable batchan. The Chayzer used to say that every line of his batchanis had mamish, things of Ruach HaKodesh in it. But it was an unbelievable batchan. He was tremendously, his wit and his wisdom, he would get people mamish. And he was sitting there, standing on a chair, and he was mamish making batchanis, and everybody was laughing like unbelievable. And he comes back to the Chozer and reports this to the Chozer. And the Chozer of Lublin said, listen to what he said. He said, "When Rav Naftali Rabshitz brings a simchas chosun v'kala to a yosem and a yosema, to two downtrodden souls, he brings such a simcha to them, a simchas chosun v'kala. It makes such a simcha in Shamayim, such a happiness by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that Hashem doesn't want tears of Tikkun Chatzos now. It brings such a massive of simcha. Just that he brings a simcha, the chosun v'kala, down here to two, it's a brachin and a shamas. He brings such a true simcha, chosun v'kala, to them. It makes such a simcha by Hashem. Hashem doesn't want my tears of Tikkun Chatzos now." And then you know what the chayzer did? The chayzer told his gabbai, "Bring me my coat. We're gonna go join in that simcha. That's what Hashem wants now. He wants only simcha. The simcha of that chosun v'kala means such a simcha to Hashem. He doesn't want tears, even on the Churban Beis HaMikdash now. He only wants us to join in that simcha. Let's go join the simcha." Now, besides this, this is just such an incredible story. There's something that's very important lesson specifically for us now. Because unfortunately, we don't want to go into pratim, but unfortunately we know that there are chosun v'kalas that over the last kufa of this corona, because of this corona period, that they were robbed, was taken away from them, that simple chosun v'kala of a chasna, of a sheva brachas, that unfortunately there are cases, there are chosun v'kalas that are separated now, rachmana litzlan, because there's a reason. If Chazal made a mitzvah, comes to Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu of Shivas Yimei Mishtah. It's a special thing that a Chasan V'Kala needed. A person could say, listen, a Chasan V'Kala are so happy. We should be Misameach them. They should be Misameach us. I once heard from Ramat Yisrael Salman Shlitel Zayin Gezunt. He said that you see from this that a Chasan V'Kala, when you start a relationship, the way to bond that relationship together and make that into a real relationship is to bring them true simcha. That's why it's a special mitzvah. Everyone else, you could have the most depressed soul around. It's a mitzvah on him. Not that the Chosen Rekala should make the depressed person happy. The depressed person has a special mitzvah to make them happy because they need it. That's the foundation of their marriage. So I want to tell you, I was this week by a Sheva Brachs. In fact, it was yesterday. Someone made a Sheva Brachs for someone outside with social distancing in a tent on the lawn, and it was beautiful. This is something that every person, we can't say there's no one answer fits all. There's no one size fits all, there's no one answer fits all. But every person should try to see, as we're slowly easing out of the lockdown, we're not totally out of it yet, a person should look and see, how can I bring a simcha to a chosen v'kala that got married now? Maybe I can make an extra sheva brachas for them on my lawn, just for 12 people. Bring one guy that I'll social distance him to play loud geshmaka music and bring simcha to them. The famous Chayvus Lavos, we said over many times, Hashem doesn't judge us according to our thoughts, but according to our actions. When we hear such a story like this, how bringing simcha to a chosen v'kala makes such a simcha in Shemayim that Hashem doesn't want tears at all, even tears of tikkun chatzos. Now's the time, if someone knows of a chosen v'kala, that even if they had a chasana, and they had 50 people, or 60 people, and they had one or two sheva brachas, but it's not the same that they usually feel like the star of the show. Let's try to make them, let's try to bring the music, even on your front lawn, if you could do it in a small way, make a small sheva brachas for them with 15 people, bring music, get someone to say a geshmaka speech for them, bring them simcha. And in that chus, that we bring chosen v'kala simcha, we should be zoicha to bring such a simcha to Hashem, that Hashem should say, I don't want any more tears, and midah k'neged midah, Hashem should bring all of us simcha.